Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Truma, Tavshin Ayin Zayin. The Torah tells us in this week's Parsha about the materials that were used for the Binyan HaMishkan. One of the things that was used in the Binyan HaMishkan were the Oires Techashim, the hides from the Tachash. Rashi in Perk Chavhei Pasuk Hei explains that Tachash was an animal that existed for only a short time and it had many colors. The Targum famously translated as Sasgoina, which is really two words, sas gavna. It was sas mispari b'gvanim shaloi. It rejoiced and was proud of its colors. The Zohar says that the Mishkan was a microcosm of the human being in the entire world. For example, gold and silver that was in the Mishkan represents two parts of a person that he needs to have. Gold represents Yiras Hashem, and the Sfarim say that silver represents Avas Hashem. So if there was Tachash in the Mishkan, there is an aspect of Tachash in every neshama of every Jew. What is that? The Mishnah Avos tells us, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph, Ezehu Ashir Hasameach Bechalkoi. Who is wealthy? Somebody who is happy with his lot. Rashi says, somebody who's happy with the chelik that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, whether it's good, bad, a little or a lot, he accepts it with an ayin tov, with a good eye. The Divrei Yisrael writes that chelkoi is Rashi Tevis for cham, lach, kar, v'yovish, hot, wet, cold, and dry, which indicates that a person should be happy with his portion regardless of its situation, hot, cold, wet, or dry. A person should never be jealous of those who have more money than him or who have more talents than him. No matter what chelik HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, we have to believe that it's for the best and accept it happily. Interestingly enough, the Sfasema says that when the Mishnah says, Eizu Asher HaSamech B'chalkai, not only does the Mishnah mean somebody who is happy with his portion in Olam Hazeh, or his material gains, but a person has to have a measure of satisfaction with the amount of Torah mitzvahs that he can do. Understanding all this, we can now understand what the Tachash is with every Yid. The Tachash rejoiced and was proud of its colors. It was happy with its lot. Every Yid has the potential to be happy with his lot, because there is an aspect of Tachash within every Yid. And perhaps that's why Truma, Parshas Truma, always comes out around the Chodesh Adar. As we know, Chazal tells us, "Mishenichnas Adar marbim b'simcha." When Adar comes in, a person has to be happy. What does that have to do with Parshas Truma? What does that have to do with what we just said? If you take the word Adar, we can break it into two words: Aleph Dar. Aleph, as we know, Adna Shaloylam is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dar, he lives everywhere. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in every corner. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in every place. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in every situation. If we learn from the Tachash, we can also learn from Chodesh Adar, that whatever the situation is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. Whatever the matzav might be, whatever the kaychas HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, whatever it is that we're going through, that is Aleph Dar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. As the Kutzker famously said, where is Hashem? Wherever we let Him be. Aleph Dar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. And that's the message of Chodesh Adar, and that's the message of the Tachash. The Tachash rejoices. He rejoices and is proud of its colors. He's proud of whatever situation he's put in. He's proud of whatever kaychas he has. He's not jealous of other people and their standing and their success, but he's happy with what he has. And that's, as we said, Merumas Adar Aleph Dar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. Perhaps also we can take it one step further. When the Gemara says, Mishenichnas Adar Marv Mesimcha, the Gemara really starts out, Keshem Shem Mishenichnas Av Memayit Mesimcha, Kach Mishenichnas Adar Marv Mesimcha. Just like when we have to be sad when Av comes in, we also be happy when Adar comes in. Why? Because everybody understands that if we see somebody eating fleishiks during the 9 days, we'll say, whoa, what are you doing? You're eating fleishiks during the 9 days. That conviction has to be there for Simcha as well. We can't just have it for sad times. We have to have it for happy times as well. Just like when Ab and Mamayitim is Simcha, also in Adar, we're Marbim is Simcha. In Adar, we have to take another step. We have to take a moment to reflect and to be happy with the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, whatever situation it is, and to rejoice in what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, and to see the Aleph Dar, to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu everywhere. And when we'll see HaKadosh Baruch Hu everywhere, in every situation, so we'll be marbe b'simcha, we'll be happier and happier, because we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. A good chaydesh and a good Shabbos.